It's episode 74, and we've got some plugins that you don't want to miss. From Twitter cards to contact forms, slugs to e-commerce and site access plugins. We've got it all, plus a reaction to the new WordPress update 3.4 green. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. And we bring the music back up for a second. Gotta let that mouse go. So welcome back to another show. It's been a rather interesting week since we did our last show. Lots has happened in the world of WordPress. Been very exciting.
Absolutely. Just a ton of stuff. So can't wait to bring it to everybody here on the show today.
And of course, top out of the thing. Don't forget, go to iTunes, take a look at our show. We can find us on WP Plugins A to Z. I actually went and changed the artwork for the show in iTunes last week, and I noticed that our ranking jumped up just a little bit, which is kind of nice.
Nice. A few more reviews, I'm sure, would make that go even higher. So all of you out there that are listening that enjoy the show, please head to your local iTunes store, so to speak. Leave us a nice review and a rating, and boy, we could certainly become the number one WordPress show there is with the help of our audience. So we totally rely on you guys, and we're counting on you to come through for us.
That would be great. Please do that for us. What else we got this week? Well, of course, as everyone knows, it's in World of WordPress. If they've not been hiding under a rock or in vacation in the jungles of South America, WordPress 3.4 dropped the day after our last show on June 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess if I can't guess the day, I got pretty damn close to the week when it dropped anyway. I did sort of say about the first, second week of June, and it came in close. So I was excited about that.
Yeah, a lot of updating on my side, and I don't know if you've gotten the errors that I've seen, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, we'll be talking about those in a few minutes. I just wanted to, make one mention. It was a real quick trip from release candidate 3 to the release. I mean, that was like a week. Mm-hmm. when they sent the last release candidate out. So that was a quick trip. The other thing is, of course, I happened to notice it the moment it dropped. I was working on a website, and all of a sudden I know 3.4. Whoa. I looked at the time. It was just after noon Pacific time. I popped into the WordPress download counter because I wanted to see where it was. When I popped in there, it was 6,200. Actually, it was 5,000 and something, but in the minute it took me to get my screenshot taken, it did jump to 6,000. So it was going pretty quick. And that day I predicted a ridiculous high number of 13 million. But as of today, just before the show, I went and checked. We've had 1,500,000 downloaded of WordPress.
So wow.
It's moving along pretty quick. That's quite a few downloads in just 7 days.
That's a ton.
I think it took them a little longer than that, somewhere a couple years ago to hit 1 million. So it's moving along quite nice, quite fast. I've got the screenshot captures to prove I took these shots, so hoo-hoo. It's going to be lots of fun. And of course, yeah, I've been uploading websites like crazy, but I have been using caution, especially after my first one.
I'm the same way. I've been very cautious to upgrade client sites. And in fact, there's a couple of plugins that we talked about a show back that is the thick box plugin and such. And then I got an email from the client going, "Hey, why are all those videos being taken off site now?" And I was like, "Oh, no, no." So it rendered that plugin virtually ineffective. So got to find some other solutions in the interim.
Well, what happened to me was I was working on a site that only had a few plugins in it. And I thought, well, this is a good site to test it on. Not a whole lot to risk here. Should go smooth. Updated, and boom, I got this magnificent error call to undefined method. It seems it was very popular that day. So I started searching on it. Now, I wasn't the first one to hit it. So what it turned out, there's a couple of good articles that have been written on this. What it turned out for me was that wonderful WPDB cache, what's that other word that went with it? The WDB cache plugin that we had reviewed several shows back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one there was a problem immediately. The author has since updated it. So what I learned is if you're going to go to 3.4, make sure you do all your plugin updates first.
Mm-hmm.
And then update 3.4. You have a better chance of smooth going. If you update 3.4 before you update the plugins, then you got to figure out which plugin is not working and which one broke it. Because that's what it seems to be.
Yeah, so don't be in a huge rush to upgrade everything you have until you know that it's going to lock into place the way that you need it. This is two lessons here from two different designers telling you, watch it.
Yeah, I did a short article on it. You can find on the WP Plugins A to Z site, and with my information and then a link to the article of code monkey, as far as I could tell. He had figured out some things even I hadn't even got to yet. So I linked back to his article so that he gets all the wonderful credit for all his hard work put into it. So
cool.
So take a look at it before you update and have fun. And if something goes wrong, remember, don't panic. You can call a few folks. That'll help. Go to the WordPress forums. There's been some help there. There's people that'll help you figure it out if you can't figure it out on your own.
Absolutely. Well, we've got, John, we got a shout out from me. And I've been talking to Stefan in Germany, who's a big fan of the show. Had a great conversation with him via Skype today. I just got to say, it's so great to interact with people that love the show and the WordPress community. Hey, that might be him calling now.
No. No, that's actually someone else.
But just hello to Stefan. Thanks again for the conversation today. It's great that you love the show and that you're such a WordPress enthusiast. And that's pretty much it. I'm just very thrilled to be a part of this show and to be able to interact with the different WordPress enthusiasts out there.
Yes, hello, Stefan. He's great. I've talked to him quite a lot over the last few months. So nice to hear from you, Stefan. Good to hear you're reaching out to other folks to find out what's happening in the world. I did have a email from him that I briefly saw when I logged in here today, and he had a comment for somebody. And here it is. It goes out to Gordon Drayson. He asked for a plugin to update many WordPress installations. Mm-hmm. He was talking about he'd programmed a bot for doing that, and I've got a link here I'll drop into the show notes to put it in. It's unfortunately the site is in German because he's from Germany, but you can might be able to run it through the Google Translator and figure it out.
Awesome. Or he's on Skype too, so he'll he can help you out there.
He's on Skype too. You can always find him on Skype.
Yeah.
All right. So we've also got some feedback this week. It's actually been kind of an exciting week for us as far as feedback goes. I'm thrilled that so many folks have gotten there, and we've got some feedback even from me going out into the community. And
beautiful.
That's where we'll start off with. And this is from Anthony Hamilton, and hopefully he's listening to the show now after being introduced to it last week.
Oh, hi, John. This is Anthony Hamilton calling. I met you at your presentation at the Accent Inn last night. Just want to say thanks for the information on the Google Analytics. I downloaded the plugin just as you said, and now Analytics is working on my site like a charm. So I just want to thank you for that. And this voice message thing is kind of neat. I think I might try to set this up too. So all the best. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
There you go. Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate that. And for those that are listening, the plugin I had recommended to him, he was having some troubles getting the analytics code to work on his site, and I just recommended Google Analyticator. Very simple plugin for getting your analytics code to work. Nice, straightforward plugin.
Yep.
And the next one we've got out here, this is from Gerald Jameson, and we've got a little bit of a question here.
Hi, John. Hi, Marcus. This is Gerald Jameson. I've got a question. I have a client that has a mobile website and a regular website. The client would like to have his regular website content posted to his mobile website automatically. The regular site uses custom post types, and not everything he would want to get posted over to the mobile site. Love the show. We'll hear the answer. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you, Gerald. We do appreciate that you're a fan of the show and using SpeakPipe and leaving us feedback. The plugin that you are looking for can be found at iThemes.com, and it is merely called Mobile. And that'll let you create your own style sheets for mobile, your own templates and themes and such, and you can even create different-looking site templates based on the individual device that is connecting to your site. So somebody that has a BlackBerry will get a much different experience than someone with an iPhone. So check out iThemes.com. And it is a paid plugin, by the way. I will mention that. But it's definitely worth it. I use it for not only myself, but clients as well.
There you go. Hope that helps you out, Gerald. And we have one more this week. This is another one from Gordon, and let's just jump right into it.
Hi, John and Marcus. Gordon Drayson from the UK again. I recently needed to have an alert bar at the top of my pages to effectively send people off to join a contest to win one of my products. And I was looking around at the various different options that were available, and Hello Bar seemed to be quite popular, although adding it into WordPress is not easy to do. So I eventually settled on another one, which is a premium one, called Foo Bar, F-O-O-B-A-R. And it has an awful lot of settings. It's very, very, it's very good at what it does. And I think I paid something like $16 for it. And I just wondered if you ever had need for something like this, and if so, what you used, and if it's better or cheaper than what I've already got, then maybe I'll consider it for the future when I need this sort of option again. Love to hear your comments. Keep up the show. It's a great show, and I look forward to hearing your ideas. Thanks, Gordon from the UK, signing out.
Let you take that one.
All right, Gordon. Well, I've got a couple for you. Actually, the first one that I've tried is called Notify Bar, and it's got a lot of the different functionality that you're looking for. I've put a link to it in the show notes, so be sure to check that out. And you may also want to consider the sliding content drawer plugin that we talked about in a previous episode. I've put another link to that in the show notes as well. That basically is a drawer that you can either put on the top or the bottom of your WordPress installation. And when they click the particular tab, it slides down, and you actually can have, I think, up to 4 widgets in that particular area.
Yep.
So that is maybe a solution that you can try out as well, and you can get a little bit more than just that small little bar in there. So I recommend those two.
You can check out the sliding drawer content on our website at wppluginsa2z.com, because it's actually sitting there over on the right-hand side. Doesn't get a lot of attention, though, I think. And as far as myself, Gordon, I have yet to go hunting for one. I've had a couple of needs for them, but not so significant that I actually have to get one on a site. Although I do have one site coming up soon that really, really needs one, so I'm going to be searching for them and going through several plugins to find the one that actually will work the best. So I'll be reporting back on that when I find the answer for you that I have.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm loving the fact that we got 3 clips this week. That's a record for us, and I hope that trend continues.
That would be exciting. I really enjoy it. All of a sudden, find out that folks are sending us voicemails. It's kind of cool. It's kind of, I got to love this internet thing. Maybe it's going to catch on after all. So one other thing we've got this week, I do have one interesting site that runs on WordPress, and it's actually been one of my favorite sites for years. I've been going to it off and on for years, and I'm on their mailing list. It's called siteprones.com, and they get some really good articles in there from time to time. Sometimes they get a little junk, but they have so many authors, it varies in its tone and information. And the other day I was in there, and I was looking up at the toolbar on my Firefox where it tells me all the stuff that's happening, and I realized, oh, this site's in WordPress. I had never realized that, and it's probably been in WordPress for quite some time, and I just didn't pay any attention. But it's a great site running WordPress. It's an interesting use of a news site and how they've done it. So if you want an interesting look at it and you've never been to SitePro News, go check it out.
Cool. And we've got just a little bit of WordPress news that I'll mention. It looks like we're going to be hitting 20,000 plugins in the repository probably this week. I think we're at, as of the time of we're recording right now, we're at 19,947. So with the frequency that plugins have been coming out, it really looks like that's going to be notching over to that 20K mark really quickly. And it's a huge accomplishment, not just for the guys at Automattic and WordPress, but the entire community. I mean, if it weren't for the great camaraderie and skill of the community, we would never, ever hit 20,000 plugins. So I think it's a great accomplishment that everybody needs to kind of applaud themselves. If you've been a WordPress user over the years like I have, you know, you've seen it probably grow from 1,000 to 2,000 to 5,000 to 10 and now 20. And it's just a huge accomplishment, and I'm so glad to be a big part of this particular community.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting and it's lots of fun. A lot of really good people in it. Be kind of cool if we could find out who actually deposits the 20,000th one. Too bad we couldn't figure that one out. Well, that's all I've got. I didn't get a chance to go much into the WordPress news. You heard most of my WordPress news from when I dealt with the drop of WordPress 3.4. And other than that, well, I guess it's on to the real meat and potatoes of the show.
All right, let's get it in gear.
All right, so first off, plugins for me. I've got a couple I've done this last week or a few days before that, not sure when. But this first one here, this is amongst our favorite type of plugins. It's a seriously lazy plugin. It's called Smart Slug. I stumbled on it by accident. It looks like it's relatively new in there. It was 24 days old when I got it, downloaded 5,000 times. It's probably going to move along quite quickly once it's fully discovered. It's a simple install and activate, no settings. But what it does, I found to be really cool, is when you create yourself a title for your post, that title becomes your slug. And if you create a title that says, "Welcome to the world of WordPress," well, the two ends up as part of your slug. What this plugin does is it removes all those simple words, like, and, to, the, but. All of those words are poof, removed before the slug is created. So you get a little bit cleaner of a plug, and the words that search engines ignore anyway are removed. It does have an expandable list of words that you can add to or take away from. And I believe that's located in the code. It's not that hard to go in and edit. So if you find there's some words you need to remove or some in foreign languages that you want to remove or add, you can go in there and do that, edit it up. I believe this would actually add a little bit of SEO. I don't know for certain, but that's just my opinion on it. And to me, it's just a great, simple, lazy plugin. And so it gets a wonderful ranking of 4 Dragons. You know, it's not mind-blowing, but it is very good. A very good idea.
Yeah. And you're right, John. Actually, you are going to get an SEO bump because of that. Typically, Google likes short URLs and some with meaning. So if you can squeeze in everything you want as far as your title or your topic in your URL and get rid of all that dead weight, then you're certainly going to benefit from that. So sounds like a really good plugin. I'm going to try out myself.
Yeah. It works quite nicely. I've started to install it on several of my sites. So,
cool. All right, John. Well, I have something that every designer and developer is going to love. You know, I've been one of these guys that I used HTTP authorization to kind of keep my stage sites out of the way. And I recently came across something a client just couldn't get through it. I don't know if it was their browser or whatever. But I found something that's actually way cooler than having to mess with the HTTP authorization. And by the way, what I mean by that in simple terms to everyone is you go to a website and then your browser comes up with this user password query as far as, you know, to let you into the system. And then actually you would have to give them a second set of credentials so that they could actually get into the back end or things like that.
Okay.
All right, so here we go, man. I found SitePin. PIN as in the same PIN that you use for your ATM card. Basically, you set up a PIN, and it takes care of all that HTTP authorization stuff. It just kind of gets rid of it. You do need to do one line of code in your htaccess file, so there is a bit of a technical challenge to it for those of you who aren't quite familiar with editing your htaccess file. But essentially, you just can give someone a PIN, a four-digit PIN, whatever you want, and say, here you go. Check it out. Go to this address. Here's the PIN to look at the site, and you're good to go. So I thought it was a really great solution that even the client themselves would be able to pass around the URL to different people in their office or other people that work on your team, and it really cuts down the clutter. You don't have to create all kinds of crazy usernames and passwords for everybody. It's just a simple solution.
That's actually so pretty cool.
Oh, it is. And I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that's actually an interesting way of dealing with that instead of the other way of locking it down.
Absolutely.
Okay. The next one I've got here, this is another in my expanding list of WP e-commerce plugins for the WP e-commerce plugin. Of course, based upon the fact that I've done that store, and it looks like I may pick up another one, which would be kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
I always like a nice challenge. So this one here is called WP e-commerce expanding categories. It's been around for a while. I've seen it for a while. Not been downloaded a whole lot, though I don't understand why. Maybe people just don't need it. But basically what it does for you is if you have an e-commerce store that has multiple categories and then multiple subcategories for those categories and then subcategories for those subcategories, so you're now down 3 levels deep. And it gets crazy. And then you have a store that has dozens of subcategories and subcategories down the line. So you can get with a very long menu down your sidebar that's ugly and difficult to read. What this plugin does is this automatically collapses it all down to just the top categories. And then when you click it, it pops it open into subcategories. And then if you need the subcategories, you pop it open again. And it automatically closes those when you shift to the next category, if you got it open. So it's very nice, it's very simple, it's very straightforward. It was a badly needed feature for the site I just put up because he had dozens of sub and subcategories. So it cleaned up the sidebar. Aside from being old, I don't know if there's any issues with it. Like I said, last update when I put it in was, you know, 254 days. So it's been around for a while. But it still works quite nicely with the latest version of WP eCommerce, which is 3.8.2, which is what I'm using. And it works very nicely with WordPress 3.4 because I actually updated this site a couple of days ago because I had the time in case something went wrong. So, very nice plugin. I gave it a nice simple rating, 3 dragons. It falls right in the middle because it's, you know, not overly grand, and it's a great little plugin that will help you out if you're doing e-commerce stores that have that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, you keep talking about WP e-commerce, and I've not yet set up that a site that has that, but the more these supplementary plugins keep coming out, the more it makes me want to try it.
That's what sent me back to it. Like I said, I used WP e-commerce about 3 years ago, and it wasn't quite there, and it didn't have much of a community around it. When I came back to it about 6 to 8 months ago and looked at its community had grown up, there was a lot of supplemental plugins to do additional features that the authors hadn't got around to doing yet. So it's quite nice. And there's like a couple of really nice premium plugins to add to it, and then there's a lot of free plugins around it. And I'll be bringing them out week by week. I'll be bringing out a different one every week to put
awesome.
Them forward.
Awesome. John, have you seen on Twitter Twitter cards? Have you seen that yet?
No, I can't say that I have.
Okay. Well, it's a relatively new feature, and basically what it is if someone tweets a particular link, it has kind of an inline content card, just like when you post a link into Facebook and it puts a thumbnail in there and has kind of a brief description of what it is that you just posted.
Okay, yeah.
Well, this cool little plugin that I found called Twitter Cards actually does all of the Twitter card markup on an individual post basis. It takes your summary, whatever photo you want, and even if it's a video, you can play the video in line with Twitter. So if someone happens to tweet your link or anything like that on an individual post basis, it creates this entire cool little card that you can customize yourself. Now, that's the biggest thing for me in Facebook that I couldn't stand is that it would just look for a particular excerpt and you weren't able to edit it or anything like that when you posted it to Facebook. This plugin is one of the coolest, easiest, laziest things I've ever seen as far as being able to make these cool dynamic type of summaries that people can include socially. It includes, you can put any kind of HTML elements into it, and it's done, as I said, on an individual post basis. So this one blew me away. It worked out of the box the first time I tried it, and I'm giving it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That's nice. It sounds like a really cool plugin.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, this is one of these things that if your clients use Twitter on their WordPress installs, or you know, you do yourself, this kind of thing is what's going to set you apart from the rest of the designers out there. When you can come up with something dynamic that has backlinks, that has interactive HTML, that interacts in Twitter, what can I say? You're going to stand, you know, head and shoulders above the crowd.
Yeah, that's going to work very nice. Have to look into that one. So what have I got? This is my final plugin for this week. This one here. Again, I had another site I was working on, and we needed to set up some access limitations for, well, basically for a couple of his administrators needed to be limited on what they could and couldn't do. And there's multiple ways of doing this, so I thought I would go check out a different way. I'm looking for a simpler way. I still haven't found a simple way, which is my ultimate goal. Most of them are still a little bit convoluted and a little bit of work. This one here is called Advanced Access Manager. It's a relatively recent update. It's been downloaded 57,000 times, so it's got some popularity to it. It's a pretty robust Access Manager plugin. And what it allows you to do is allows you to change multiple sections of your site, multiple areas of limitations. You can limit pieces of a menu or limit the entire menu in the administration area to certain user levels. One problem I ran into, though, is I was trying to limit access to just a couple of pieces of menu from a plugin, and for some reason that plugin hadn't properly registered itself and everything aside from the administrative level, and I was having difficulty getting it to work, and I didn't quite get it to work well. I did find this plugin worked very well on another site which I was playing with for administration limitations, and I was able to limit what the additional administrators could see in their admin menu. It also limits what widgets will appear in their admin menu homepage, so you can limit widgets here as well as menu items. You can create new roles with this plugin and then use those roles to add pieces back to of what people can use. So it does have a lot of robustness to it. I didn't quite pull out everything it could do, I'm certain. And I need to spend a little more time with it. It's a pretty heavy plugin that I did enjoy. And but like I said, I am looking for something simple. I want a simpler management system for doing those same things, managing who gets to the menus and what they can see in their home page, what widgets they're allowed to see. So this one here got a nice rating, 3 Dragons. It's a pretty balanced plugin for the most part, but does require a little bit of work and thought when you put into it. A little more thought than I realized when I started playing with it.
And what'd you rate this one?
A 3.
Oh, okay.
It's balanced. It's in the middle. It's not bad, but it's not stupendous.
Yeah. You know, that's the one big hang up that I've noticed about WordPress that, you know what, I hate to use the J word here, but you know, Joomla has been able to do this since 1.0.
Yeah, I know. That's the one thing I loved about Joomla when I did use it was how easy it was for me to set up user roles. Yeah. WordPress has not made it easy, and they've depended on plugins for managing user roles ever since I've been using WordPress. So,
all right. Well, that's one for you, Matt Mullenweg, to fix. Counting on you. Counting on you.
Stick that one in the list of wishes.
That's right. Well, John, I know that you're a big fan of Gravity Forms,
yes.
As am I.
Yeah, I really love it.
Well, I might be able to break that habit.
Oh, really? Okay.
I found something that's relatively new, and in fact, it's only 4 days old, and it's got 425 downloads as of right now. But basically, it's what you always wanted Gravity Forms to be, which is drag and drop. And basically, this form will let you kind of templatize things in HTML. You know, the biggest thing in Gravity that I always found was a big problem is just getting things to line up correctly within the HTML, and sometimes the form fields would be a little bit longer than what you'd like.
Yeah.
But basically, this is a way to graphically create your form in sort of a page builder environment. Mm. And I gotta say, this is, you know, it's version 1.0. It's still a little bit clunky, but not too much. And this is I'm going back and forth to see which one I really want to use, whether it be Gravity or this one. So those of you out there who maybe don't want to spend the money on Gravity and maybe are sick of the functionality that, you know, Contact Form 7 gives you, this is an awesome alternative.
Yeah.
It's Contact Form and Page Designer. It's made by a couple guys, Script Head and Jason Murray, put this together. It's gotten some pretty good ratings so far out of the downloads that have occurred, and it gets a pretty high rating from me. So I'm rating this one a 4 out of 5.
Quick question for it. I noticed that it's got CAPTCHA in it. Does it happen to use the Honeypot system?
That I don't know about. I haven't really gotten that far into the CAPTCHA. In fact, the form that I created didn't require it.
Yeah, okay.
But I will. I'll put that through its paces.
See
and
if
check
you it. Find out, because the one thing I hate most is having to put CAPTCHA in anything. And
me too.
If they can use the Honeypot system, it seems to eliminate the need for CAPTCHA.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but you know, overall though, this is something that even if you're a diehard Contact Form 7 or a Gravity Forms fan,
it does
look
good.
At this.
Yeah, yeah. I started with Contact Form 7, was never happy with it, and then discovered Gravity Forms, just never looked back. But it does look interesting and something worth checking out.
Definitely.
So yeah, I'm going to give that one a shot in one of my practice sites to see how it comes out.
Cool.
So that's all the plugins I've got. Got anything else there?
No, that's it for me.
Okay.
Just a 3-pack. I think we got to bring in them a 6-pack to go here.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It's a nice average length show today. Don't forget, folks, please go off to iTunes and give us a nice rating. Like I said, there's brand new artwork, so go check out. If you go to iTunes for no other reason, go there and check out our new artwork. Let me know what you think about it. Yeah. Every once in a while, I think I do a good job, and you know, sometimes it actually happens.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, it is important. I know that we keep harping on the iTunes thing over and over and over in the show, and people are probably sick of it. But hey, we're not asking you for money, are we?
No.
So you know, let's go here, guys. It doesn't take but 2 minutes to express your love for this show on iTunes, and we do totally appreciate it. It helps the growth of the show. The more you go out and review it and give it high ratings, the more people will come on board, the more people that will participate, and this whole thing just grows and grows and grows.
That and the other thing is I really want to knock those shows that have not been updated for over 2 years out of the top five.
That's right. We're coming after you, Ryan Immel.
Yeah, they're just sitting there. So I'd like to see those ones disappear because they've just been sitting there unupdated. And if they'd been updated, well, it wouldn't be so bad. But there's just nothing there new by way of new information. The other place you can check us out is blueberry.com and voa.com. And blueberry.com is actually a pretty nice place. They're the ones that provide the fantastic plugin I use for uploading this show to the WordPress website. So those guys are pretty nice there.
Awesome.
What else we got? Future podcasts, of course, more lazy plugins. That's our ultimate goal, lazy as it can be.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to try and put together in the next couple shows, let's do a full e-commerce show. Let's talk about some of the things that people can use to actually sell their products, make their products happen, both physical products and digital.
Sure. I'm the proud owner of a couple of e-commerce stores that I actually paid for only to find out they weren't what they promised. So I'll be happy to bring those back and review them.
Cool. Well, we'll pencil that in maybe first week of July or so.
Sounds good. I will add that to my list of things to do somewhere, you know, under that other pile. So you can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can email me at dragon@wppluginsaz.com. The rest of the contact info's in the show notes.
And you can find me at my newly improved website, marcuscouch.com. I've actually already gotten some response to that. So a lot of people have actually just emailed me through that and said that they love the show, and I really appreciate that. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/marcuscouch and at marcuscouch on Twitter.
And there we go. That's all we have for you this week. Time for us to head on out.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. No interview, anything else this week? Show's over.